Northam, NPR News.
And this is WHYY News. We are live in Philadelphia. It is 5:04. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. Hundreds of people protested the termination of the Susquehanna County Library's administrator and demanded for the protection of LGBTQ plus books this week. For WHYY, Isabella Weiss has more.
Administrator and librarian Christina Eli was let go last month in a move residents say was a political act to censor queer books. On December 16th, the Board of Trustees of the Susquehanna County Historical Society and the Free Library Association laid off Eli by a 6-4 vote during an executive meeting. Seven members resigned following Eli's removal, and new board president William Squire says the board made its decision because of a budget deficit. However, when asked about the budget, he refused to talk about it because of, quote, legal reasons, end quote. Eli says the vote came out of nowhere. She also argues that the board can lose its state funding by letting her go. It appointed one of its members to be the library's chief operating officer. She's not a librarian, and state law requires that she also have a master's degree in library science.
So you don't really care about this library being run at a professional level. You'd rather spend your time trying to trick the system.
And besides funding concerns, the library board may face legal action. Eli says she's considering pursuing litigation against the board for wrongful termination and for defamation. From the Susquehanna County Library, I'm Isabella Weiss.
In sports, the Flyers fell to the New York Islanders on Thursday. The team will visit the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday. And in basketball, the Sixers take on the Denver Nuggets in South Philly tonight at 5:06. It's a rainy 45 degrees with 98% humidity. We'll see a low of 38 by morning. Saturday, sun and wind and a high of